Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features Human guests, Carl Dart and Vic Michaelis.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me, Vic. Carl, welcome to Improv for Humans here at the end of the summer, moving into the fall, back to school. Alice Cooper has a song about going to summer break, but what's the song you guys know about going back to school? Are there any?
School's back for fall.
Oh, I love that.
School's back in session.
Yeah. We didn't have a going back to school anthem.
It's not a fun thought.
No.
It's not a this fun maybe, thing to sing into the hellhole.
This is maybe weird, but back to school always makes me think of that 50 Cent album that had a candy shop on it. Because when I was in middle school, that was like, I don't know, very popular. And you weren't allowed to listen to it at home. So I don't know, like that to me always reminds me of going back to school.
That's funny that you say that. Because what album? That was his second album. That wasn't on the first one.
I think so.
But at that same time, I remember people having G Unit clothing for like back to school. Like a lot of people showing up to school in G Unit clothes.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's funny you say that was on the what album was that on? Let me see. I'm Googling now. Second commercial album, The Massacre. The Massacre, 2005.
So why?
Good
why,
year.
Why was that a band, do you think? In particular, that album band, Vic, in your middle school, you said?
Oh, well, I should say I grew up very, very conservative Christian, more sort of my own choosing than something that my family pushed on me. So it was one
funny.
Of those.
That's a new angle for me.
Oh, yeah. No.
I've heard the other angle a lot.
My dad was constantly like, you need to cool it a little bit. He was like, I have a very vivid memory of him being like, I don't think hell exists. And then me being like, oh, my God, my dad is going to hell. This sucks. So it was one of those things like in that sphere, in the church sphere, it was very frowned upon. And we were told under no circumstance should we be listening to that music. So it was kind of like, oh, back to school, like all the bad kids had it on their, you know, whose parents didn't make them go to church on Sundays. They all had that on their iPods. So got to listen to it on the bus. And if somebody's playing it next to you, it doesn't count as a sin. So.
Because you're listening, are you doing a split butt?
Yeah. So it's, you know, if somebody's going here, it'd be rude of me. It'd be very unneighborly of me not to take the earbud. So you got to take it to listen to it. But, you know, it's being of the world, but not in the world, really.
Wow, that is so wild to me. Like where my grandmother's from is exactly like that. But in Little Rock.
Where is she from?
Well, the Ozarks. So that's what my mother was brought up in. But I'm from Little Rock. I'm trying to think, and I'm like, I don't ever recall that kind of extremism where a song would be banned. And I'm thinking the only naughty stuff I remember is the Judy Blume books and just references to boners or stuff like that. And like, that's more vivid to me than anything from a rap or a rock song. You think, Carl, do you remember anything being censored in your life as a kid because of language or content?
Musically, no. I mean, you know, there would be times where we'd be listening to the radio and and my mom would kind of catch it. I remember us like riding home from school and we listening to the hip hop station because I got a pretty young mom. So she'd be into the fun young stuff as well until a certain point. So I remember like my favorite song would come on and I would be like, I can't rap it. Because she's going to turn the station if she sees me like bopping to it.
Uh-oh.
So if it's like for the first example that pops into my head, which this version was not on the radio, of course, but there was a song by a bunch of artists. Devin the Dude had a song called "I Just Want to Fuck You," and you would hear like the melody was like bum, 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 and you would hear that and you'd be like, oh my god, like, and this is like 2002, like, so I'm 13 years old, I'm in seventh grade, and I'm just like, okay, all right, don't like groove to it too hard, like maybe kind of look out the window like you're not really hearing it. But then it would like, and then she'd be like, wait a sec, what is this, and then we'd turn it off and then we'd go to like the old school, like K Earth.
So we pull over in that moment. Okay, everybody out of the car, I don't even want to have this conversation in the car.
What,
come on,
why we got to get out? Why we got to get out of the car?
We're gonna go to this dingy rest stop instead of one of those dingy park benches.
All right.
You want to know why? Because you're listening to dingy music.
Mom, we're sitting in the back seat. You're in the front seat. You're the one with the access to the radio.
I'm not the DJ. The problem was how well I could see how you guys were grooving. That wasn't a groove that you organically picked up to a song your first time hearing.
It's got a good beat. It's in 4/4 time. You put me in music classes.
If you just had a simple 4/4 beat groove going, I would take that. But you had eyebrow movements going on some of the lyrics with that communicated a special understanding of the lyrics that were more than an overall movement of your body to the general beat.
Mom, I don't know how to justify that. Okay. Yes, I've heard the song a couple of times. A couple of guys have the song when we're in basketball practice. Like, it's a good song. You were grooving to it too before you like actually listened to the lyrics.
I know what those lyrics. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the F word. The verb form of that.
The verb form of the F word? Yeah, okay.
Do you even know? I know you know what it is. Do you understand it enough to groove to it? Tell me what it is in your words. Fucking. Ooh, I hate to say that dingy word. Which one you want to go first? What is fucking?
You go.
Well, Mom, here's the thing is I will get into it. I just think this is a bigger conversation. I'm 21. Max is 17. I just think that maybe we're a little too old for this is all I'm saying.
Oh,
I think,
you know a lot about what, fucking.
I do know what sorry, fucking is. Yes, I do. We're a little past that, I think. Okay. And it's just, yeah, I like the music. I went clubbing last weekend. I'm 21 years old. The song was on and I think it's a fun song to dance to.
That's a different word. Clubbing. That's a fine word to dance to. This is a song about fucking.
Max, you want to take over?
Yeah, I would love to be past that word. I would love to know more about it, but I don't yet. But I'm getting there.
Seems like your sister knows a lot. Maybe she wants to explain it all.
She's been in college. There's a couple girls on MySpace who say nice things.
Really? Congrats.
Thank you. You know. My videos are getting a little popular. My TikToks.
Your TikTok videos. Yeah, absolutely.
And MySpace is back, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Put yourself in my shoes to see my children grooving to someone triumphantly talking about how many people that they have fuckinged. And you are both like nodding your heads like, yes, this is a great thing to have multiple partners.
I'm a pretty sex positive person, I think, overall. I think if that's what somebody is choosing to do with their life and it's all consensual, then I'm very happy for them.
Oh, call it. We paid for this.
And Mom, you've had like 6 boyfriends since Dad died.
Yeah.
And none of them have lasted. So what's going on there?
Only 3 of those times was it my fault?
Only 3 of those times it was your fault?
Yes, yeah, so then I can groove to fucking. You're not empathizing with me. Can't you just groove? Why in my day, if you wanted to groove to fucking, the word was dancing in the song. We all knew it was fucking.
So your problem is not with the action itself. It's with the fact that it's not a euphemism.
It's just too much. Ugh.
In my, listen,
next
in
thing
my
you
classes,
know, this is going to be describing actually how you do it.
That would be good, honestly. So yeah, we could be doing it right.
We cut the recording studio. All right. If you guys just want to slow it down, don't even worry about rhyming this time. I think the important thing is just the young kids understand just how it works, just getting a penis into a vagina.
Yeah, Dan, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the rewrites that you sent in of these lyrics. Are you sure you wanted this this explicit? This is scientific more than it is musical, I would say.
Yeah, I don't want people to think you guys are trying to offend people with your songs. It's more you're trying to educate.
Okay. Why are you writing our raps?
You yeah, this guys want to stay on Elektra. You got to do what the big bosses say.
Okay, man. All right.
All right, man.
Can we hit the track?
I guarantee this will be on MTV3.
Trace? All right. So don't tell me we got to rap it in Spanish. That was Trace's the... Anyway. All right. I'll start it off. Yo, 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 I'm talking blood flow, going straight to the bottom. Yeah, I got him. Panties down, hit the ground, it's going down. We going down today, blood flow to the down, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to stop the beat and just slow you guys down.
Okay, slow down a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I really think you got to let them know how to do it.
Okay, no. I'll read it as it is on the page, okay?
Yeah, we'll lay down the beat later. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. When a man gets erect, he then will find a partner. It can be male or female or anything on the gender spectrum. First, mm-hmm. You get consent. You make sure that everybody is into it. In a positive way, make sure it's enthusiastic. Then,
yeah, this is good. This is good.
This feels fair than bad. I thought it would be. This feels really, really bad.
You picked up the rhythm of it. Nice.
This is going to be on MTV 5 or 6. This is not going to make it to 3.
What the fuck is going on?
So, I want to talk about a serious subject of if you live in LA County, we've been told September 1 to 15, I guess, we can't water our lawns or water anything outside, right? So I'll brag a little bit and say, I'm already a good boy. I got the wood chips. I do 5 minutes twice a week, whatever they suggest, whatever. But some people... Or maybe most people just don't care about that kind of stuff. And I'm just going to tag on another thing. Glendale just got new trash cans. And on the top of them, it shows how you're supposed to compost. Mm-hmm. People are... I saw this guy pull up today... next to me and just empty everything in his car into the parking lot, right? It's like, how do we expect people not to water whenever the fuck they want? How is that going to get stopped?
Mm-hmm. You got to impose fines.
But how will they know?
I lived in Vegas for a while, and out there it's like real strict. Real strict. Like you
tell
are
me
not,
about it. How do they enforce that?
They would see. They would find where the water is coming from. They would like see where the source. They had people driving around to make sure there was no watering going on certain.
So they'll
days.
Look at a meter and see it's been going for 10 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm.
And just water
oh,
flow. Like
I see
water from the yard into the gutter system. They just follow it.
Well, that's one of the ones, because it said something about any water flow that's seen in the street, that'll be fine. I'm like, how is that going to go down?
Yeah, you can see it. You can see it. I remember walking past people's houses, but oh, they've been watering. They're going to get in trouble.
No, well, I know you can see the water, but you can see people narking on each other. Is that what you're saying?
No, you can see like the people coming by. You can see the water police coming by.
Water police, what you're saying. That's what you're saying is what there are water police.
And
that's
putting tickets on people's doors.
I'll do it. I'll narc on somebody that's watering their lawn.
I think you're going to be a water police.
I right, love that job. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Honey, who is it?
I don't know. Sir?
Hi. I'm your neighbor.
Hey. Hey, what's up, man?
Mark.
Me and my wife were taking a midday nap. Is there...
It's a retirement community. That's no problem.
Honey, come back to bed. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'll be right back, babe. Yeah, man. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm just going to come out and say it. Did you guys narc on me that I sometimes water on Wednesdays when it's supposed to be a Tuesday-Thursday rotation?
Honey, it's
That's
the neighbor.
Yes. That's a yes.
Which one? The crazy one or the hot one?
The one that's a little bit of both.
Oh, thank you.
The one that waters.
It's Matt?
Crazy yeah, it's Matt. Hot.
It's Matt. Crazy it's hot Mark. Matt.
Gotcha.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mark, sorry.
Oh, Mark. Yeah, man, we told. Like,
what?
We got scared. We succumbed to the pressure.
Scared?
Yeah. They came and knocked on our doors.
Told on me like children?
I mean, to be fair, you don't need to be watering your grass anymore. It's fine. It's green. We live in the hottest part of Arizona.
Honey, Bosch found the bad guy. Come back to bed.
I got to go. Mark, is there anything else that I got to go? Me and my lady are taking a midday nap.
I'm incredulous. I can't believe that you've narked on it. I would never narc on a neighbor. That grass that it was dying, and it's in the shape of the logo of my scooter company. So that's more than just a lawn to me.
Are you selling scooters out of your house? Why do we need to know if? Why do you need to have that grass in the shape of your scooter company?
Why would you assume I'm doing it out of my house?
Because you have grass in the shape of your scooter company. I didn't know that was what that was.
Well, Shaquille O'Neal has a big old Superman logo. It doesn't mean he's selling it out of his house.
Selling. He is. Superman I mean, he's kind logos. Of a self-made. He's kind of a self-made guy. He's selling stuff out of his house. Technically, he's selling himself out of his house. He's a brand. Listen,
look,
man.
I designed my workshop, some of my scooters, but we have a little shop down in that strip mall, which is having problems during the pandemic. That's another story.
Honey, you're missing the credits. You're not going to know who the EP was.
I'm not going to know who the EP was, Mark. Am I? We're going to have to get up soon.
Fan too.
Yeah, they're like the best part. And we're going to have to get up from our nap soon. We got things to do this evening. We were trying to rest up. We have a dinner party to go to, if you must know.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I'm not going to be watering on Wednesdays, so you don't have to tattle on me anymore. Right. But I was just going to say, I don't think that's so cool.
Listen, man, I believe in the police, okay? There's a lot of defund the police stuff going on and all that type of stuff. I am for funding the police. And in order for them to be funded, they have to meet a quota every year on the tickets that they give out. And not regular cops, only water police. I am Ocean Blue Lives Matter.
It's not the ocean. All right, man. But it's the same police. It's just the same police.
Tell him to look at the flag at the front of the house.
Look at the flag in the front of the house. It has a thin teal line.
And we cut to three Fridays from then. And this couple are out by their pool. The husband's like got the hose because he's filling up, he's putting more water in the pool because there's been a...
Oh, honey, can you get that?
Yeah, absolutely. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How are you doing? Can we come in? Got water? We're water police?
Oh, water police. Hi, we're big fans, big supporters.
We saw the flag and the bumper stickers on your cars.
Okay, thank you. Yes, what was
your
name?
And thanks for donating to the Water Police annual ball.
Of course, of course. Fins for Freedom. We're very excited to be supporters and be a part of that. Absolutely. Yeah, come on in. Come on in. Can I get you something to drink, something to eat, a little snack?
Well, we won't be having any water today because it's Friday.
No. Yeah, of course not. Lemonade, Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Coffee.
I'll have a lemonade, but not an ice cold one. No, yeah, ice. No. Not
lukewarm
today.
Only in this house. Absolutely. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Honey. Honey, yeah. We have a guest.
Oh, hey, how are you?
How are you, sir?
The name's Nathan Peterman.
Hi, Agent 7.
Agents? Agent, wait a minute, 7. Are you water police?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I hope you saw the flag and the bumper stickers.
I did, but there was also something I heard from the street, which is a lot of splishy splashing sounds coming from your backyard.
Yes. Yes, you may have heard, we do have a pool.
We have a little pool.
We have a pool.
It is legal to have a pool.
Is that a problem? I don't understand.
No, just having pool is legal under code C75EAPI/. I forget. I forget the full code.
It's slash 6-1. I have read the code book.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite codes, but I'm not good with remembering the actual code numbers. Anyway,
that's okay. It's our favorite book.
Yeah. So you can have a pool, but there's only certain days of the month you can fill it.
Yes, it's been full already. I'm sorry. Did somebody say something?
Does someone need to say something? Would you be worried if someone did say something?
Listen,
and are people saying things?
Nathan and Greta Peterman are clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle. Hey, listen. 7, can I call you Mr. 7?
Sure.
Officer 7, Mr. 7, I'm going to keep it real with you. Like, we on the same side of this thing, man. Come on. There are real criminals out there. There are real water criminals out there.
They're making like the golf courses.
They're wetting the streets when they shouldn't be doing it. They don't support you. They think you're bad. They think you're bad. They think they see one little isolated incident that happens with you where somebody drowns or something, or somebody, you know, passes away from thirst, and they think that that's your fault. But that's
like,
not
how can people drown on dry land? How
exactly.
Impossible.
Yeah.
That's not your fault. We are on your side. We are a part of your world.
You know, the real criminals is these marathon runners. They just run and just guzzle that water down.
Exactly.
Throw it on the street.
Throw it on the street. Spill it. They spill it because they don't want to
throw it down.
Yeah. They don't want to waste their, you know, ruin their time or anything like that.
Yeah.
Me and my wife, we were taking a midday nap and it got a little hot because we forgot to turn the AC on. And we wanted to go take a dip, but we noticed that our water level had gone.
We left all of our lights on, and we left the AC on, and we left everything plugged in and turned on in the house on accident. Listen, we're not one of those wet willies out there, okay? We love you guys, all right? There's some
folks,
real bad guys out there.
Let's just start continuous conversation as we stroll on into the backyard area with the pool and just take a look around, okay?
Absolutely, no problem.
Is going to check out.
Did you get a Diet Coke or a lemonade?
I did get that lemonade. Thanks.
Great.
Yeah.
You want some ice in yours?
No. I like it warm. Mm-hmm. I do ask you before you step in the backyard that you do put on these flip flops. If you could take your boots off and put on these flip flops.
Chill. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate people who don't mind their house getting tracked up, but take good care of their backyard. I like that.
Yeah. We want to keep it clean.
We want to keep the feng shui. We want to keep the energy right. It is a chill backyard. Everybody who comes to this backyard has to wear flip flops.
All right, let's go on back here. Ooh, this is a big pool.
Yeah.
They said don't take up all of your square footage with pool, and we said don't tell us what to do. So this is it. This is our little slice of heaven.
We took the gate down. Our kids are adults now.
Mm. That's not. You got to keep that up for other people too, you know.
No, we got grandkids, but they are not allowed back here.
They're not allowed in the backyard.
Yeah.
Those diving boards grandfathered in?
Yeah, those are grandfathered in diving boards. Yes.
Okay.
They said you only need one, and we said we want one on each side. And so we really had to fight for
like
that.
Looks like they go towards each other.
They do. Yeah. So you can sort of dive, dive while making eye contact, which is fun for us.
Very fun.
That seems dangerous. All right. It's actually pretty central. That's not my job. I'm not building code.
No, right? We hate them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm more worried about what's in the pool, not how you make the pool.
Of course.
It seems a lot of water in here. Yeah. Mind if I put my hand in it?
Please.
Please. Absolutely.
Yeah. There we go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wipe it on my face. Yeah. Put some on my neck.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Okay.
Hey, what are you doing?
Get in the pool. Stay in there. Stay in there. Stay
pull up the ladder.
There.
Pull up the ladder.
Yeah. You ain't going nowhere. I'm Nathan Peterman. Backup quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
I'm Greta Peterman, and I play Sims.
Let's talk some more about that.
That's always got to be a frustrated guy.
You think it's frustrating? Because I look at it now, in my lazy state, and I feel like I would like that job, you know, like little pressure. You just got to practice. You're getting paid good. If you solidify yourself in that position, you're not going to get cut because that's an important position because they need somebody to come in if the, you know, starter gets hurt or something like that. If they're having an off game, I think that's a great position. Third string is better than that.
I was going to say, I'll go one further than that. I would want to be practice squad. You're making $400,000 or $500,000 a year to literally just have good team morale and be like a punching bag. Absolutely. Sign me up, please.
Come on.
Okay. Okay, everybody. Great game. Everybody get in here.
Woo. Okay.
Got some great news. Vic?
Yes.
You're going up to the big time.
What?
You're off the practice squad for the playoffs. The team wants you for morale in the locker room.
Okay.
No more practice squad, buddy. Everybody. Big time.
Hold on though, right?
What's up, buddy?
I was just going to say, listen, I thank you. First off, appreciate it. But I, you know, who am I? What would I be doing?
You're
there, right?
The morale of the team. You're our fucking heart. Without you, we're nothing.
But we're not that great, right?
morale no team is practice important. Is better than our team.
Yeah.
But you know, I was thinking, speaking of, you know, like morale, you know, Andrew down here, I mean, he's the heartbeat of the team, really. If somebody's going up,
right, he's the heartbeat, but you are the heart.
Okay, yeah. Those I think would be one and the same thing, scientifically, if we're talking that way. I think you gotta send Andrew up, right? Like look at this beefcake, right? Look at his arms, right?
Andrew's more of like an athlete.
Yeah, I play multiple positions.
Right. I just think, you know, like I got my thing down here and I think I should, what is that?
Hey, I don't want to dog Andrew, but I think if he were to go up to the big time, he'd all be about like, oh, I'm going to fucking make a play in the game and look at me, I'm going to make a play in the game. But you would be all about heart.
Yeah. And that's also three additional practices a week, right? Getting bumped up. I got to go to three additional practices a week.
Yeah. Plus morning workouts. 5 a.m.
Plus morning workouts. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Don't put them up. Somebody is saying that I should stay down here. I'm hearing a lot of murmuring in the back of people saying that maybe I should just hang out. I should hang out here because I'm actually.
Don't forget press conferences. The player with the most heart needs to do the press conference, especially after the losses.
Yeah. Well, and think about it. Who do you want? Who's the face you want to see when you lose? For me, it's Andrew because he's got sort of a punchable face. And so I think I'd want to be upset like that. To me, feels better to have somebody that you sort of.
My mom did tell me that
Oh, God, Andrew, hey. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Hey, wait a second. You said somebody else said don't put you up, and I may have lost the ability to look left due to multiple hits, but I don't feel like there's anybody next to you.
Huh? Oh, right. So I, you know, I think I have, I've thought about it. I prayed on it. I talked to my family, and I have made the brave and difficult decision to stay on the practice squad, actually. So thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the offer. But I think
that's
I'm gonna stay.
That's just the kind of post-game bullshit that they'll need at the next level, buddy! And we cut to the playoff game, and it is halftime. And it's tied. And
all right, everybody quiet down. Look, it was a hard first half out there, but I'm not going to give my usual motivational bullshit because I brought up someone from the practice squad. I heard this player was the heart of that team. Not the heartbeat, but the heart of the practice squad. This, I don't know your name, but because you've only been on the team for a few hours, but the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Motivators.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kelvin.
Welcome. Sorry,
thank you. I'm a little sleepy right now because I had to get up at 5 a.m. 2 days in a row to go do a morning workout, which is which sucks, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of hard, actually. And I had to lift weights, which were really, really heavy. And somebody yelled at me.
The camera pans around the locker room, and we see every player is being motivated by this. It's like, yeah, yeah.
I have pottery on Wednesdays. I can't go anymore because apparently we have to do press that day, and I have to go get a suit fitting. And I don't like wearing suits because they're scratchy.
That's right. That's we do have to turn around and play harder.
And I'm just saying I'm tired, and I want to take a nap, and nobody will let me.
Yeah, that's right. We got to do this.
It's kind of, if you don't mind me saying, effed up. So I'm done. So actually,
Now the whole team's gathered around and everyone's stomping and chanting and all revved up with all these complaints.
Kelvin.
And once again, I got to reiterate, a heart and a heartbeat are directly connected, okay? So maybe we take a couple of classes. Maybe we go to the Learning Annex and we maybe look for an anatomy class.
Let us catch up.
Have you got, Carl, I've seen it's been on the road. Do you have any travel stories for us or observations about towns you've never been to before? I like to ask travelers.
Madison, Wisconsin was the town that I had never been to before. Okay. On
really?
This tour. Yeah.
That's a cool town, right?
It was all right. You know, we stayed pretty far away from the action, and I was there with our good buddies, Scott Aukerman and Paul F. Tompkins. Mm-hmm. And both of those guys were like, we're going back to the hotel after the
They didn't want to party all night in Madison.
Yeah, they didn't want to go out in Madison, the college town, you know. So me and Brett, engineer Brett, we were just kind of like stuck. And Tawny Newsom, we were just kind of like back to the extended stay America. It was just like, I guess I'm like, should we go down here and get in the pool? But what we did see at our hotel was like people who are there for work. So they were like sitting down in a little like lobby table area, like with their laptops out. And I kind of tried to sneak a peek at what was on their laptops, and they all had polo shirts on. And I was like, what are they working on? Like, what is this job?
Buddy.
Yeah. Like, what is happening with this job? And I'm like, I'm telling Tony, I'm like, Tony, I bet you when we come back tonight from this show, all these people are going to be in that pool outside drinking and getting debaucherous, because that's what those, like, I don't know, traveling insurance salesmen or whatever they do when they're at these like these hotels that are like, you know, airport hotels that are outside the city, not in the city. They go back to the hotel, and once they're done with work, they are ready to play.
And were they?
Yeah, they were in the hotel pool.
Nice. Okay, so we cut to Carl about to get on the elevator, go back up to, hey, excuse me.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. We were next to each other in the lobby earlier today. I was, I had my laptop out, and I think you were packing up a bag about to go out or something.
Yeah. We did some shows in the city.
Well, I was going to invite you guys. We're done with our business for the day, my pals, and we're just to be honest, we're getting a little debaucherous in the pool and the hot tub, if you would like to join us. There's some general debauchery going on.
General debauchery? Like, what, you guys like drinking or?
Oh, yeah.
That does sound kind of, that sounds fun, but I don't want to necessarily interrupt y'all's party. I feel like y'all
ding.
Work friends.
Ah, good evening, my gentle fellow. Room in the carriage for one more.
Hey.
Is this another one? Hello, Tartan. Good evening. I see you're done your work for the day. Shall I be seeing you by the pool?
Are y'all coworkers or?
Well, I will work with anyone. That's when you shouldn't feel like you're interfering, because that's why I'm inviting you. And you looked like a traveling troubadour entertainer of some sort, so I know how you guys get down.
Ah, a bard of the path less traveled. Please regale us with some of your stories this evening by the pool.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, I think I'll join you. Should I hit the vending machine right here to get us some Cheetos or something?
And we cut to the hot tub, and there's a bunch of business people with their clothes off, and Carl's has a bag, empty bag of Cheetos, and now he's getting into some Chex Mix. When you're done with that, you should get in with us.
It's a little. I got a thing about taking off my shirt in the pool, so I might just stick to the side a little bit. But you guys seem like a real fun group.
Yeah, if you think we all know each other, we don't. We're all here on business in Madison doing different things, and I don't know barely anyone's name here, and definitely no one's last name.
I know we have all the same haircut and swimsuit, but I assure you, we have never met before this evening.
Wow! And what industry do y'all work in?
Business.
Ah, business. Yeah, general business. I get that. Hey.
I sell frames mostly, but not for pictures or photos.
Frames, not for pictures or photos.
Mm-hmm. My company, I don't want to bore everyone with the details of my company, but we specialize in the frames you might need for your business that have nothing to do with putting a photo or a picture in the frame.
I feel like I need to be bored by you a little bit, because I need to understand.
My business is also frames, but not the kind you're thinking of. Not for photos or pictures. More for light espionage and things of that nature.
Frames for light espionage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, I am an actor.
Here, anything
more like a waiter, am I right?
yeah, we do have it is a struggle job sometimes, but you may have seen me on, I've been on Chicago Fire a couple times.
Oh, I love all those fire shows.
Yeah, Chicago
television
Fire. And I love Chicago shows too.
Now Chicago, that's a city I've been to.
Where are y'all based out of normally? Like, why, what brings you to Madison? Is this a big place for espionage frames?
Oh, I'm not in espionage frames. That's her.
Oh, yeah.
That's me.
I have a family.
Oh, me too, but I don't know where they
really?
Are.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Well, I haven't seen them in years.
I think I'm going to get back up to my room, y'all. It's getting a little late. I got an early flight in the morning.
Come on, actor. Aren't you one of those crazy actors? Come on in.
Make us laugh. Tell us a joke.
Oh, yeah. That's my least favorite thing to do when somebody says that.
Come on,
I was
going
to say, give us
joke.
A fire scenario to get out of.
Oh, okay.
A fire scenario?
Funny.
A fire scenario.
Some place in Chicago that might be on fire that you would have to get out of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In sort of a humorous way.
Okay. Chicago.
Maybe you need to get out of a burning improv theater.
Yeah, burning improv. There's a few of those there.
Go on, stand up. Act it out. Don't be afraid. Be confident.
All right. All right. Okay. So I'm in a hot dog stand, you know, and I just, you know, asked the, I'm a tourist there, and I just asked the person
and as
working.
As he starts improvising and doing this story, he sees that all the business people are making out, and they're all strangers, and but they're all titillated by this. Yes, keep going.
Oh, damn. Y'all getting freaky, huh? I didn't know this was a freaky situation. I guess I could have guessed
debaucherous.
That. Yeah. You did warn me about that. But I didn't know.
When everyone has the same haircut, it's like you're making out with yourself.
Wow. Y'all really get it in, huh? All right, maybe I will get in this tub. Let me see. Let me just take my shirt off here. I'll get in this pool with y'all a little bit.
And he tells improv Chicago fire scenarios stories deep into the night as he regales them, and they all have hot tub sex as well. Sun's coming up.
Damn.
Gotta get back to work.
Wow. We've been in this hot tub all night. We're going to be all pruny.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'll check out that Chicago fire show some more.
Yeah, y'all too. This has been...
Hey, actor.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
Smoke, disappear. Ah! Everyone is gone except for the actor sitting alone in the hot tub. Chex Mix floating in the water.
At 5:48 in the morning.
And the camera moves out, and we see that there's actually, even though the camera's moving out, there's still a frame around this man. And the camera moves out some more and more. And now he's noticing that he's inside a frame.
Sir, excuse me, sir. There's a bunch of semen in the hot tub. Did you ejaculate in this hot tub?
I feel like a bunch of people did, but this could just be mine.
It looks like it's just yours, or maybe somebody framed you for this.
Framed. A new show on MTV5.
Let's talk some more about that.
So that's a good one. So Madison was new to you, but you got taken out of experience by two old fogies, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, we didn't really get to kick it in Madison. That would have been fun. We were staying so far away from the place, like truly like a 30 minute drive through like cornfields from the hotel to the venue.
Have you spent much time in the Midwest? That's most of the Midwest. It's like you got the city centers, and then it's like you drive like a half hour in any direction, and it's just, it's fields.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice to look at. When we were driving through Wisconsin, there were so many anti-abortion ads, like everywhere. Yeah. We passed by at least like 30. It was just like,
it's spooky.
Fingerprints start at 10 days. Things like that.
Oh, that means they can catch a baby doing a crime after
two.
That's good.
That to me is so weird that like that's the line that they think is going to stop people, is like your baby has fingernails. Like that is, I don't know, like that feels like the worst part about babies.
Also something I don't believe that fully, like 10
is
days
that, to have fully formed fingerprints.
Yeah
I don't know. I want to see the science behind this.
10 days. I don't know about that. I think they realize that people aren't going to Google that. So they're just like, yeah, that's true.
You did catch us. That was a lie we told.
Hi there. And if I didn't tell you before, we do have, we have a cornbread with a special molasses that the chef makes. It's on special today. That's only $1, so I'd say just throw it in whatever you order.
Okay. Okay. Honey, did you want the cornbread?
And also, a fetus has his fingerprints after 10 days. So I'll give you guys a few minutes, and I'll come back and see if you want. If you know what you want to order, and I hope you want that cornbread.
Okay.
Honey,
that is so weird.
Hear what she said? Why did she tell us that?
I don't know. I didn't want to stop at this Cracker Barrel. This is just too much. I just want to get to Cedar Point. Can we just get back on the road? I'm really not even that hungry. This is weird.
I was looking at y'all. Looks like you're ready to order. Have you thought about those little teeny tiny fingerprints?
I haven't thought about that as much as the molasses cornbread, but I
can you imagine a little bitty, little 10-year-old, I mean, a little 10-day-old little fetus getting molasses all over its fingerprints?
Maybe we started off on the wrong foot. I am Barbara, and this is my husband, Rodney.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. My name is also Barbara.
Really?
Okay. So that's, you got that in common. So we're just going to go ahead and order real quick. And you know what? To go?
You know a fetus has its own name after 5 days?
It has its own name?
Yes, it's decided what its own name is. And later parents give it a name, but it's decided its own name after 4 to 5 days.
Listen, Barbara, that just...
Yeah. We're gonna take a little bit more of a look at the menu.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, we also have a chicken fried steak and a white gravy that is to die for.
Okay, Barb, you don't need to whisper so close to our ears. We can hear you just fine. Okay, thank you so much. If you can just give us a couple of minutes here, we'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay,
we gotta go. Okay,
Sheila.
Huh?
Who?
That was my 4 day. My 4 day fetus name.
How do you know that?
5 days. First off, you just said it was 5 days. This feels like okay.
4 to 5.
Okay. Hun, I want to go on the dragster. Okay.
I know you do.
And we got to get in line early. Okay, Barb? So we got to get out of here. All right.
But that chicken fried steak sounds so good. That white gravy. Have you been to? I love Cracker Barrel so much. I'm going to get breakfast and lunch food.
This is our third Cracker Barrel stop. We've been to 3 Cracker Barrels between Illinois and Ohio, where the theme park is. So I'm just saying, if we want to double park it and we want to get to Cedar Point and then go to Hershey Park, then we got to get going now.
Rodney, you will not body shame me. I just had a baby.
I did not body shame you.
You did have. You didn't have to count.
Body shame.
You didn't have to count how many Cracker Barrels we've been to. It's a long drive.
Said, you cannot project on me. Okay. If that's how you are feeling, we can talk about it. But I didn't say that because I think you're beautiful.
Folks,
I think you're the most beautiful woman. You're really excited
about getting an order out. So
we're going to get the chicken fried steak to go.
How a fetus has its opinion about its favorite kind of music after 20 days.
What?
Barbara, that can't be true. That's not true. That's a lie. And I don't really understand how we got.
20 days, it will decide whether it likes country or hip hop. Or rock and roll, or R&B.
Hey, Barbara, we're going to get that
gospel
chicken fried steak to go. Thank you so much.
Also the pancakes. And it's been a long drive from Dayton to Sandusky. I am hungry.
We just got pancakes at the last Cracker Barrel. We stopped like a half an hour ago. They're still in the car. It's half a box of pancakes in the car.
Honey, you will not body shame me.
I'm not body shaming you.
A stack of pancakes always reminds me of fetus fingers. I don't know why.
How?
And somehow I'm not shocked by that at all. Of course it does, right? So, okay, Barbara, I'm going to wait in the car. You wait for the pancakes. I'm going to leave my credit card here, and I'm just going to go sit in the rocking chairs out front, okay? So you can go grab me when we're done, okay?
Fine, Rodney. Get me a sarsaparilla from the country store on the way out.
No, come on. We have 3 sarsaparillas in the car. You took the smallest sip out of each one.
Don't soda shame me.
I'm not soda shaming you. I'm just saying let's finish what we got in the car before we open
cut
a new
to
one.
That other part of the Cracker Barrel. It's like the gift shop. And we see the sarsaparilla part. And there's only one left. And there's this. And he is reaching for it. And another person's reaching for it at the same time.
Are you going to get that?
I was going to grab that if that's okay.
I think I eyeballed that first. So,
but my hand's on it. So, yeah, that's unfortunate. Okay, well, have a good day, sir. So,
hey, I don't want to cause a problem. I don't know where you're from.
Me? But, Illinois. We're from the Chicago, Chicagoland area. St. Charles is just
like
outside
you're
of the city.
From that part, Illinois.
How does it seem like I'm from that
part?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I am. So that, you nailed that.
How about you just take that root beer over there and be happy with one of those Cracker Barrel root beers, and I'll take the last sarsaparilla and we'll all go on our way.
Okay, listen, sir, my wife wants the sarsaparilla. If I don't get the sarsaparilla, it's going to be a thing. I'm not soda shaming her. I would never soda shame her. Our therapist said she's projecting a lot on me, and it has to do with some issues with her mother. But I can't say that out loud, right? Because then I'm the bad guy. So I'm just sitting here, and I need to come into the car with this sarsaparilla, even though we have three sarsaparillas in the car with a tiny little sip taken out of it. So, sir, if you can move out of the way so I can get to the register, I'd really appreciate it.
We cut to it's a half hour into the trip, and the wife still hasn't taken even a sip out of that sarsaparilla that was so hard to acquire.
Rodney.
Yes.
Rodney, can you turn the music down?
Okay.
I have to talk to you.
Candy shop. Okay. There you go. Yes. Music is off. Music is off. You look thirsty. Why don't you just go ahead and why don't you down the sarsaparilla you wanted, and then because we're almost at the park, and you know, so
it's warm now.
Okay.
There's a Cracker Barrel coming up. Could we maybe stop there?
We can't actually, because we are so close to the park and it is 3 o'clock. And so we've already blown Hershey Park. We're not making it today there. So we got to get to Cedar Point here. Okay. So
Rodney, I want a divorce.
What? From me?
I don't think you support me.
Stop.
I feel like you like the idea of me, but you don't like me as a person. And
you don't think I like you. You don't think I like you, even though you're sort of always kind of constantly yelling at me and telling me that I hate you and body shaming you and that I'm in your
it's one of these are one of these moments in life that just, you know, it wrecks life, you know, and you try to turn it around, especially like when you're on the road or in the middle of something, because you're not home, you can't go to your room, and so we cut. They do try to make the tour at Hershey Park, but they're in that mood of knowing this may be the last vacation they ever go on. All right, folks, and if you turn the corner here at this next station, this is the machine that puts the peanuts. See there, right on top of each little wafer of chocolate as it goes through there.
Do we just want to go back to the car? I mean, they're only open for another half hour. We could just go back to the car and hit.
Any questions about this section of the Hershey Bar factory?
I have a question.
Okay.
Yes.
I have two questions, actually.
Yes, ma'am.
My first question is, what do you do when you have a husband that doesn't support you and wants
Barbara.
You to be here? And the second question is, how does the chocolate get brown?
Barbara, don't bring him into this. He doesn't need to come into this. What you can talk to me. I'm literally right here. I offered to go back to the hotel. I know you don't want to be here. We can go back to the hotel. All right.
I asked about the chocolate.
All right. The second part of that question is a little easier and something that does get asked a lot. It is the color of the cocoa bean itself. But I am going to answer that first part because I have a similar tale of a wife who wanted me to, well, I was a scientist. And I said I'd be happier telling people about how chocolate bars are made. And she didn't support that decision. Mm. She said I'd make more money being a scientist.
Right.
But I have this job and I have true happiness letting people know the joys of chocolate and chocolate making, specifically chocolate bars. Any more questions about how the peanuts put on top of the bar at this section of the factory?
I'm sorry. Okay. Listen, I'm not going to be the person that you want me.
Sometimes fall off.
What?
No, it's calibrated so the peanut does not fall off. It rarely do the peanuts fall off once placed into the bar.
Can we just can we get off the tour for a sec maybe? And can we just talk?
Any more questions about how this, only on this section, no, not about the nougat filling, that's later.
His accent changed.
I got a question. How about this? I got a question. Where do we go from here? How do we start over? Where's the woman that I fell in love with 15 years ago, who I used to be able to make smile? just by playing our favorite song on the radio and doing a cute little dance. And she used to go, "Oh, look at that tush move." And I used to go, "Oh, like this." And then I'd do a little wiggle and she'd laugh. What happened?
She's still here, Rodney. I'm being insecure. I feel bad about myself. And
why?
I just want to be the best I can be for you, Rodney.
You are everything I have ever dreamed of. Are you kidding? You're beautiful and you're smart and you're funny. And I'd do literally anything for you. I feel like I don't know how to make you happy anymore.
You make me happy with everything you do. And I'm sorry for putting you through what I've put you through.
No,
and
I'm
I have
sorry.
One more question, sir. How?
I'm sorry. I'm not crying. What? Yes. Go ahead.
When a chocolate bar is broken, how do you put it back together without sacrificing the integrity of the chocolate?
I was going to ask something similar. And does like a peanuts fall out when it breaks?
Shut up, bitch.
Let's talk some more about that.
I always love it in New York when couples get in arguments on the streets.
Oh, nothing better.
Really specific ones.
Does that happen a lot?
Oh, yeah. Because you can't, it's more, you're probably doing your roommate a service by doing it on the street.
The theater's on the street, really, in New York.
What's the most awkward breakup you guys have had?
Oof. I haven't had too many of them.
Yeah, me either, really. I am bad at telling. I think I am a friendly person, and I went through a stretch where I kept accidentally ending up on dates with people. And so I had a lot of like weird breakups where I realized that the other person had thought that we had been going out on dates as opposed to just doing things for fun as friends. So I've definitely had a couple of awkward conversations in that realm.
Interesting. So it doesn't always happen when a kiss is offered, is it? Is it, or do you notice a vibe where you're like, "Oh, I'm noticing a vibe all of a sudden"?
Yeah. Well, more than anything, like I'm just somebody like I love hanging out one-on-one with people. Like I'm hard of hearing. I'd way rather do like, you know, one or two people versus like a big group hang. So I'm always like, "Oh yeah, like let's go get coffee. Let's go get dinner. Let's go see a show," something like that. And then I think one of the ones that stands out is like, we like had hung out for a second time. And she's like, "Oh no, I'll pay for everything." And I was like, no, we'll split it. Why wouldn't we split it?" And she's like, "No, I'll pay." And I was like, "Oh no, we have to split it. we must split the cost of this."
And I could see doing that for a friend. I mean, I have, but you could do that for a friend too. So you could do that a couple of times and not get
it. But I think that was that coupled with vibe and then just blatant like, "Oh, how are you feeling about our sort of relationship here?" And then being like, we're going out on dates. And I was like, "No, we are hanging out as friends."
And we cut to three friends laughing in a bar. Oh man. I know. I can't believe they have those cars that are boats.
Yeah. That's
hey,
the future.
I just ask some that might come off awkward. I'm just gonna say it.
Okay.
The three of us are dating, right?
Is this a joke?
What made you think that?
I guess I got my answer. I can't believe this.
What
you guys are giving me such where the three of us are dating vibes.
We've known each other since high school. What could possibly make you think?
I know, which when you guys started to take it to the next level, remember 2 weeks ago? Carl, you offered to buy all the drinks.
Yeah, man, I just got a promotion at my job. I wanted to celebrate with my friends.
And then the very next week, Vic, you offered to buy all the drinks.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh my God, I guess it's going to be my turn next because now we're all dating.
Okay, wait, hold on. So, Matt, you think we're all dating. Carl, what do you think we are?
I thought we were just homies, you know? Maybe.
I thought we were engaged. I thought the three of us were all engaged.
When do you think we took it to that level?
When do we take
it? I'm not ready for that. We're just dating.
Forever. And you guys were like, yeah. And then I gave you guys those rings that you're both wearing right now. The ones with the fish hooks on them.
Our bro fish hook rings.
Because you guys are catches. That's why there's fish hooks on them.
That's sweet. But I did not think of that. I did not think of that when I put the ring on. I didn't know that.
No. I say I love you every time we hang up on the phone.
We've known each other since high school.
But like in a fantasy football kind of way.
Yeah.
No, in like a I love you guys. Man, why do you think this is weird? You thought we were dating a second ago.
Well, but only for a few weeks because of all the wooing with the buying of drinks.
We've been dating
for years?
I haven't known y'all long enough to be dating yet, to be putting titles on anything. It's only been 17 years.
I didn't think we were dating off the top. I didn't think we were engaged off the top. I just thought last year when I gave you the rings, I just figured that you guys weren't ready to set a date or talk about the wedding yet. Oh, okay. God.
Look, 10 years ago, when we started mutually masturbating each other, when we watched X-Files, I thought, I hope no one ever thinks this means that we're dating. And because I was like, this is obviously strictly sexual.
Well, I don't think either one of us thought we were dating. I thought we were engaged, and Carl thought we were just friends.
I think you're the only one
that thought that we were dating.
I thought we all just had a mutual attraction to Dana Scully, and we were just too horny in that moment. We all had a little Hennessy.
Where do we go from here?
Yeah, where do we go from here?
I intend to tell my parents. They're really actually shockingly supportive of the situation.
And I got to get my now ex-boyfriend back.
And I have to tell the three girls that I'm currently dating.
So wait, what do we want to do about this situation? Because for me, it's seeming like I'm saying we end it.
Yeah, and Carl, you can just keep like, going you're status like you quo.
Continue.
I'm fine with everything that's happening right now. I just don't want to put no titles on. That's like, you guys moving too fast.
You never
want
to put any titles on anything. Let's talk about that.
I feel like this is how we ended up in this situation in the first place. Maybe we should put some labels on some stuff.
Yeah, we're friends, right? Title it.
Friends. Friends.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was.
Good.
Then I'll take the rings back.
I want to keep this ring. This ring is nice. It's got a fish hook on it. And when I'm walking home at night late, I can, you know, somebody tries to trip out on me, I can go,
yeah. Yeah, sort of Edward Scissorhands. That's what I thought would be nice because I know you get scared walking home alone sometimes.
I do.
And we cut to that moment. He's a few blocks off the subway, and it's a not well lit part of the street. Bottle.
I'll take you to
hits the ground.
I'll let you, what was that?
Clinky clank smash.
What was that?
Hey.
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 Yeah, man, what do you want?
Want that ring? Chase him!
Oh, I'm too tired.
And up against the chain link fence. Look, dude, we do this all the time. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
I'm getting robbed right now.
Hmm? No. We're together. The fish hook represents the fishers of men.
Oh. Oh, that's all y'all wanted this whole time?
Yes. Yeah. The fish symbol is Jesus reaching out to people like you to become part of his cause.
He multiplied the fish and bread, much like we shall multiply his flock.
All right. Well, actually, this doesn't sound too bad. I've been a little lost as of recent.
Yeah. Come on over here in this hot tub.
This hot tub, just off the subway? Okay, yeah.
Pop in the tub.
Are y'all going to get into
it? There's a hidden door in the alley that leads to this hot tub, and there's all these businessmen in there.
All right.
So what do you do?
I just got a promotion at my job.
Congratulations.
I am now a manager at 24 Hour Fitness. So, you know, I wear a black polo while all the other employees wear like gray polos. And so when they're signing people up for memberships, they have to come to me and I act like, you know, I'm getting them a real good deal on their membership. But the fact of the matter is, it's, they're all the same.
Hey, tell us a fun story about work, but make it funny. Do a funny work story.
Oh, I hate doing this. Okay.
Come on. Do a funny work story for us. Come on.
All right. So there was one guy who was squatting way too heavy and he blew his intestines right out of his ass.
Okay. Okay.
And everyone's making out as he tells more 24 Hour Fitness stories.
So, yeah, one guy comes in and says,
yes, that more.
I didn't know y'all was this freaky about
this. Because we're all wearing the same ties and name tags. It's like you're making out with yourself.
And y'all are really in this hot tub and in full clothing. That's nice. Yeah, I guess I guess I'll step in here with you. I still got my 24 Hour Fitness polo on. I hope that's not inappropriate.
And scene. Carl is always up for stepping in the hot tub, folks. So next time he's touring around, don't let him have to go to sleep because old Scott and PFT have to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Invite him into the hot tub.
Let me know what a hot tub is.
The hot tub in your town. So, Vic.
Yes.
Do you have any news to announce?
No.
Oh, I thought I'd see you up there.
I'm in Vancouver. So, you know, if there's like something fun happening in Vancouver, just, you know, shoot it my way, would be what I'd say. Let me know.
There's what's a good happening. Improv group there. Sunday night service, right?
Sunday service. There's also, if you're in Vancouver and you're looking to take improv classes, you got Blind Tiger and Tightrope Comedy. They're great. Highly recommend.
There you go. Carl.
Yeah.
Do you have any news to announce?
Yeah, I can announce some news. Listen to The Flagrant Ones on patreon.com/TheFlagrantOnes. Listen to XOXO Gossip Kings, a Gossip Girl rewatch podcast that I host with my good buddy Lamar Woods. Find that wherever you get your podcast. It's real fun. We're coming up on
what
the third
season.
What season are you on? We're coming up on the third. We got two more episodes in the second season coming up. And we're coming up on the third season. Going to get into the third. So it's getting good, too.
Oh, great.
It's getting good. It's getting good, and I'm hating it at the same time.
Had you watched it before?
I have not. Lamar watched it over the pandemic. I have never watched it, so I'm watching it in real time. So don't spoil anything. I know people like to send us memes and stuff, but sometimes those memes are like, I don't know who this character is. So you're spoiling that this person's going to be in the fold or whatever.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. But we're having a good time with that. And stream Grand Crew on Peacock or Hulu, wherever you get your NBC programming.
There you go. Because you guys have a second season, right?
We do. We're going to start shooting real soon.
Yeah.
In the next couple weeks.
I love you guys. You both have legit TV shows, and you're pushing the podcast. You just kind of casually just says the TV show at the end. Because he's like...
What's funny is, that's a travel story for you. When I was in St. Louis... A lot of people, and I was kind of getting offended at certain times, but also like it was nice with the people. But they'd be like, "Man, you're like one of my favorite people on Comedy Bang Bang. I can't wait till you like you know get on TV and stuff like that."
Oh no,
my man, go ahead and do
Carl,
a slight.
Not
Google.
Only are you on a really, you know, I already feel this way, but a really funny sitcom, but it's one of the few sitcoms.
Yeah.
that like gets renewed. So it's like you're winning in two ways.
Yes. I'm very blessed.
But you know what? People don't have cable, I think, is what it is. And you know what? You absolutely made that person's day by being like, you have an entire season of a show you can watch, my guy. You
if
know
you're
what
really
I mean?
That so big
you...
of a fan of mine.
And Vic is in a show, I think I said this last time she's on, called Upload, which is one of my favorite comedy shows.
Ah, thanks, Matt. That's on, we're coming back season 3.
That was what I was trying to tee up. But that's Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Yeah, sorry. It's been a while since I've talked to people outside of my immediate family, so I'm refiguring out sort of how that goes.
When I said yes, upload season 3. It's like, I'm not pregnant. What's he looking for here? I don't even know. Oh yeah. Actually, on a TV show.
Yeah. Yes. So, upload season season 2 is on Amazon Prime, and upload season 3 is was just announced. So, coming out hopefully. I literally have no idea. I'm not high enough on the call sheet to get any of that kind of information, if I'm being totally honest.
Grand Crew, Upload, two very funny comedy shows. Let's support them to keep them going. To keep Improv for Humans going, give us a rating, give us a review, and go to mattbester.com to see where I'm traveling next. It was Santa Fe. I know I'm going to be in St. Louis. Where else? Keep being human.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production, produced by Britt Morris and Amelia Chapelow. Engineered by Britt Morris. Music by Dragoon. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive, ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1-month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.